morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's the radio.
It is. It's a radio station on the campus of University of Manitoba. And we are approaching actual springtime weather, kinda?
No. That's a lie. You're a liar. you're a terrible liar.
Well, we are hoping it's somewhere on the horizon, but in the meantime, since it's still cold and miserable out, video games are happening.
Yeah, kinda.
Well,
more than normal, I guess.
It's a good time to just stay inside and play your video games.
Yeah, it's gross. It's a little upsetting outside.
Yeah, a little bit. But we're slowly but surely getting there, and we've been playing video games over the weekend.
Yeah.
I haven't, yeah.
Okay.
So I spent a good time binging on classic Yoshi's Island. I spent a good while just
playing some Yoshi.
Playing some Yoshi because we were playing Yoshi's Crafted World, and I wanted to go back and replay classic stuff.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about that. Couldn't it have been a better name? Like, Woolly World is great. Couldn't it have been, like, Crafted something? Like, we could have had some alliteration there. I'm just thinking now how I don't like that title. It's not terrible. It's just, I feel it could be better. And I still get that it was in the Yoshi line of Yoshi being turned into things.
Crafted Creation.
Okay. Okay.
That's a bit clunky. We can work on the title.
Yeah, I feel that also, like, that sounds like a Mario Maker. But hey, you know what? They could probably do that.
I still wish that they'd make something more in the vein of Yoshi's Island instead of following the Yoshi story idea.
Yoshi's Mario Maker.
Ooh, that'd Yoshi's, be brutal.
Would it?
I think it'd be a little bit brutal. There'd be some brutal aspects to it. I just love the aesthetic of this game and the music of this game. Just pretty much everything about Yoshi's Island.
Yeah.
That didn't carry over into the 3D stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I will say there's, like, you can see that it took a lot from Yoshi's Island. Like,
Oh yeah, for sure.
I guess all of them probably have. I haven't played Woolly World or I think there's a DS one, like Woolly World with Poochie. I like Poochie, though.
The DS one was sort of an expanded version of Yoshi's Island, is what it was. Well,
no. It was expanded version of Yoshi's Woolly World. There's probably also Yoshi's Island.
Oh, I'm thinking not the 3DS. I'm thinking of the original DS.
Okay. There is a difference there when is you a talk.
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking that there was one for the 3DS. That's the thing. Yeah. I didn't realize.
I don't know if it's like a whole different game or just like an additional, they added Poochie. Which is great, though. I'm not going to lie. I love, once again, love Poochie.
Poochie's great.
Poochie's one of the greatest characters in the Yoshi canon.
He is a very good dog.
I do like Yoshi's Crafted World, though, because they added the baby Poochies.
That's true.
Poochie puppies.
They're very good dogs.
They're really cute.
They're good dogs,
They're
Alice.
Weird looking.
They are weird looking. They have no noses and very large mouths.
And no ears.
And no ears.
They're just like a peanut shape.
I was going to say hacky sack with a collar.
Okay. Yeah.
That's permissible?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing for, I guess, a couple days now.
Well, you played, a little bit of Yoshi, yeah.
And we ended up playing some Mario Party on the weekend, too.
Yeah, what is this? Mario Party...
Did it give 14? It a number?
No, I don't actually know. Now, I want to say this is maybe just Mario Party for the Switch, but I assume it has some sort of like Mario Party Extreme or Mario Party Super Switch.
Super Mario Party on the Switch. And it's good. It is a very...
It's fun.
It is. We played four people, and which is, I guess, the max that we can play anyway, isn't it?
I don't know about that. I kind of think that if you have two Switches, which we did at the time, but we didn't figure this out. It looks like you can connect two Switches to have an ultimate, like, of eight people, but it's kind of interesting that you can't right off the bat have eight. Which, I guess, but whatever.
We didn't get to have the Game Master mode, where someone holds on to one of those switches and kind of, like, controls does the stuff? Party.
Oh, I guess there's another aspect of it. We only played like one round, so we have no idea like what about this is more than the one round we played where I lost and Megan very nearly won.
Hey, I came very close this time.
You had a very good comeback. I
was 4 coins away.
Well, yeah, I continue to be very bad at Mario Party and then okay at other games. Like, that's just, I'm pretty bad at Mario Party. I won't lie, guys. I feel it's a game of luck and chance, which I'm bad at.
There's skill involved.
Sure, okay, sure.
There's mini games where you actually have to do stuff.
Sure, and then there's rolling on stuff.
Then there's rolling
randomly
on stuff.
To get stuff that randomly gets you other stuff, like stars. Anyway.
So those unfamiliar with Mario Party formula, you're playing a board game with Mario characters.
It's literally a Mario board game.
With mini games.
But now you get to be Bowser also, because Bowser used to be the bad guy in the games.
That's true.
Now there's no one's the bad guy? Blooper in this one level?
Lakitu, he comes along and messes things up on you.
When?
Or no, sorry, not Lakitu. Kamek.
Yeah,
Kamek
comes like,
in.
I was like, when was this, Megan?
You know, that time when Lakitu came.
He wasn't there. But you could play, probably Koopa in this game. I wasn't paying attention to who you could be.
You can choose allies. Well, you can get assigned allies
to help you, which
was a really neat mechanic.
I was the only one out of everybody who did not get one. So maybe that also contributed to my losing. But I did like that mechanic and thought about having one. I was like, maybe one day I'll also get a friend with another dice. But it never happened.
So I'm thinking that in the future we should pick this up for more fun times with friends when we get tired of Smash.
Yeah.
Because we did end up playing some Smash again, and it still holds up. It's a fun game to play with a bunch of people, y'all.
It still holds up after these 5 months.
Four months.
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
Such an old game.
Yeah. Ancient by game standards.
So, yeah, it is an excellent time if you have a bunch of friends and it's good. I like it.
Yeah. Like, it's a board game. Like, I feel there's definitely a resurgence in people playing just board games or just get card games or whatever games. Mario, it's still good. Like, we only played one level. I'm sure there's a bunch. There's even, like, a bunch of mini games. But Mario Party is still Mario Party. It's still pretty fun.
Yeah, so that was good. So, also on the Switch, some releases have come out.
Yeah. Did you hear? Well, Dragon's Dogma came out.
Oh, dang, I didn't.
Yeah, which
well,
is
guess
really,
what I'm getting.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting since it's like, it's a 2012 release, so that's like, what, 7 years? That's pretty long time. Mm-hmm. I think this is a pretty good thing for the series because I think it got overshadowed by a lot of other series such as Dark Souls and Skyrim, which are sort of is similar in theme. Like, I almost want to say this is a combination game of Dark Souls, Skyrim, because it's basically, like, there's a little bit very punishing, hard aspect to it, but a lot of it is roaming around, finding stuff, doing stuff for people, and in the end, your goal is to fight a dragon, you know.
It sounds like the perfect kind of game I can pick up and abandon 30 hours in.
100%. Like, it's really interesting because there's, like, a hardcore character maker in this where you can make, like, hours. Oh, you could do hours of this. And the interesting part is you get I forget what they call them, but it's basically you get a little buddy who helps you fight stuff. And it's a funny name, but you also get to customize them. So, and then you get like you can hire other magical people from around the world. So it'll be interesting because it did have a little bit of an online component.
Ooh,
a little bit, like not in the way you have to talk to anybody, but just sort of like you can hire other people's little buddies that I forget their name. Little buddies. You could hire out everybody's little buddies. And then you can have sort of a party of three, which, you know. And then there's also the fact that there's just, like, a bunch of things to fight. Like, there's griffins and other chimeras, like stuff like that. Sorry, yes, continue.
When you say you can have a party of three, does that mean you can have like people on a friends list that you can also play with, or it's just random people that you get matched up with?
It is random, but it's very much like you don't have to talk to anybody. It's basically almost like Pokemon, where you put your Pokemon in daycare to get them to lay an egg. It's almost like that. You can like send your little buddy out for hire for somebody else to hire. It's basically not really multiplayer in any way, but it does have like that interactive component. Like,
okay.
Yeah, you're not fighting with anybody you know. It's not like in Dark Souls where you can summon buddies or summon a real person. You can summon another person's buddy. That's sort of what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, that's
I don't remember whatever the name. Like, it's a very specific name. And, yeah, it's a little bit weird, but it's a neat game.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, you like Skyrim a lot, so, like, you probably...
Like is a strong word.
I was
compelled to play.
There we go. This is a compelling to play game, I feel, somewhat.
It's just like how I'm playing a lot of Dragon Age right now, and it's not because I have a deep love of Dragon Age. There's just something that, it's like having to do chores. I have to do it or else I'll feel sad.
You'll feel sad about Dragon Age?
Yeah, because there's so much that I got to do. There's just so much.
Haven't you beat the game before? No.
Hmm?
Have you beat the game
before? No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
When was the last time I actually had the time to beat a game? I enjoy the gameplay, and then at some point, I have to go on to something else.
Oh, Megan.
That's kind of what it... Right now, that's what my life is like.
I love finishing games.
I do, too, but I never can.
When is... What? You can? That sounds like Megan.
It's a Megan problem. I'm working on it. Someday, I will actually finish a game.
Wow.
Someday. And on to the next topic that's not judging me on the radio.
On... one day I'm going to finish a game, too.
So, we have been in the midst of playing a hard game, Sekiro.
Yeah, that's the game. That's what I was going to be like, that's the game I'm going to finish one day. I promise.
But now we actually have access to another hard game.
Oh.
Cuphead comes out on the 18th.
On the
Switch, guys. Switch, we can finally play it.
Well,
after many a long day of saying we had no means of playing it.
Yeah. I don't want to play that game. I'm sorry, Megan.
I want to play that game little bit.
I think you'd be better at it than me. I'm like, here's the thing. I'm not confident in my side-scrolling platformer ability. Don't know why. I want to say it's because the holes in the ground make me nervous when my characters jump over them. This goes back to my Mario problem, specifically Mario 64. but yeah, I think Cuphead is beautiful, though. Like, I want to look at it. I want to see what it's about. Maybe I'll play some, but I think I'll be bad at it.
Like some of our games, we can buy it as an art piece and just have it to say that we have
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we have Cuphead. No, we've never beat it. What are you talking about?
It's not even installed. We just own it because we want it. Because
it looks cool.
Yes, exactly. Which is why we have Bloodborne.
Well, I'm going to beat it one day, too. I just got to like put another 3 hours in to get the controls back. Like, I'm 4 bosses away from beating the game. Maybe 3 if I don't be able to do the real boss, but
can I make a mid-year's resolution?
Oh dear, okay.
That we are actually going to finish a game before the end of 2019.
I'm going to do that. I feel I've already done that. I did it. Yay!
Which game?
This is going to be hard for me to remember, but a bunch. I don't know. We have to look at your PlayStation, but I definitely beat games like recently because I was like, might as well get it done with.
I'm sitting here in quiet judgment because I don't know what game you're talking about.
I've definitely, okay, pause it then.
No, we will come back and then we'll report that next week.
I was like, if I 100% have beat a game this year, more than one this year. I can't say the same for someone else if we want to go on that road. I just have a bad memory, and like if I looked at our PlayStation library, I could tell you. I'm like, yeah.
Oh wait, yeah. You know what? I am gonna cover for you right now.
Okay.
Spyro.
When did Spyro come out?
Recent enough that I'm counting it.
Okay. I was thinking about Spyro as well, but I thought Spyro came out like last year.
It's recent enough that I'm going to count it.
Okay. I feel it came out in November as well.
There. You got one. You got a game.
That'd be all of Spyro's. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I can name one this year. We'll get back to that. Don't
we
worry.
Will get back to that.
I like beating and finishing games. It gives me a sense of accomplishment, and then the trophies in my PlayStation 4 library tell me how good at video games I am. And I can then move on and tell people on the internet how good at games I am.
You can, yes.
But I don't, because I do not care. But yeah, no, it's just for like, I like beating, or I like, I don't know, I have to finish eventually. Like Fallout 4, like I think about it late at night that I haven't finished it and I'm like knocking on the door of the last quest. I'll do it.
I'm not going to blame you for not finishing Fallout because of Fallout reasons.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do in that game.
But I was so, yeah, I was so close to the last. And then I would assume they just let me do whatever I want after then.
That's the problem with like sandbox games like that is,
I can beat it, and then I'm like, yeah, like there is a certain amount of certain games where you want either a new game plus or something more after. Forget which game we were playing that I wanted more in, but yeah.
And I believe recently, speaking of Fallout, they have released some New Vegas stuff where you can actually go back and do more quests after you finish the game.
Oh, yeah. A big Kingdom Hearts 3. Take that. I remembered one. Thank you, everyone. I did it.
Anyway, yes. New Vegas.
Yes. I've also beat. No, wait, I didn't. That was one of those games where I was almost, once again, very close to beating. And then I was like, is this the wrong decision? I don't know now. I'm going to go do something else. Goodbye. I'm going to do a DLC that I've never done.
Oh, there you go.
That's basically what I did. I'm like, I'm going to go here for in the meantime because I feel it's safer than choosing an ending.
And speaking of games that I've started and never finished.
One day.
The Final Fantasy X and X-2. X and X2 are coming out on the Switch as well, and maybe I should actually play and finish those too.
I really like both of those games, and no one can tell me that you can tell me that X2 is bad because I understand, but I enjoyed a lot of it. There's certain parts of the game that they made Final Fantasy X better, and then also, I don't know, I liked Yuna. They made her a way more compelling character in this.
It was pretty much all the lady characters, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then it had music, good music.
I think that was the whole draw was.
Like, it was fun. It was fun, and then it also gave me the solace that I desperately needed after Final Fantasy X, because that game, like, kind of made me really upset after a while. After I figured, like, both me and my brother were playing it, and after I figured out what happens in the end, I stopped playing it because I was like, I don't know if I can do this to myself. Don't know if I can have another heartbreak. That's why Final Fantasy X2 I was like pretty invested in when it came out because I was like, oh,
closure.
Yeah, finally closure. Like, my heart can heal now. Anyway, that's my Final Fantasy X rant.
So that's coming out in a couple of days.
For the Switch.
There is so much coming out on the Switch that I just...
I know. Well, I'm pretty happy about that. Once again, I'm pretty happy about like the mass amount of games coming out for the Switch, even indie games. Like, yeah, I'm pretty excited for what... Oh, yeah, that Falcon game came out as well. Falcon Age?
Yeah, Falcon Age came out.
I think it was Steam and PlayStation with VR support. You can VR it. But it looked really cool.
Because you get to raise your own falcon, and that's awesome because it's such a cute bird.
Yeah, and it looks like really customizable. Like, maybe not in terms of the color, but it looks like you can get it. Lots of little things. Like, it almost looks like a weird falcon raising sim / farming sim because there is an amount that you can, like, farm. Like, you can make plants and crops and you can harvest them and your falcon helps you out on the farm. So, yeah, it looks really cute. You can give them little outfits. You can do, like, cute little hand gestures with it. It looks neat. Like,
And you can do that thing where you can move the bird around, the head won't move around.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
That chicken head video, the thing that they now use for like filming, because they're like, oh man,
chickens are stable.
Yeah, let's just strap a camera onto a chicken instead. Saves you so much more money.
And they've recently put out more gameplay for Ancestors: The Humankind Odyssey.
Yes.
So,
can I just tell you that maybe the reason I don't like it is because it reminds me of that Coldplay music video where they're monkeys and it's Uncanny Valley.
I have no clue what you're talking about, but that's
somebody,
okay.
Somebody will be like, oh, it's a game about, like, monkeys or monkey people. And yes, that's basically what it is, right? Like, or it's,
when
I guess, I don't know how scientific this is, though. Like, how much research was done?
I'm not sure either, but when we first saw the announcements at E3... Mm-hmm. When we were watching this, it looked like a really, really cool concept.
It is interesting.
And I'm figuring there had to have been at least some archaeological input into this because they have a lot of prehistoric creatures that otherwise wouldn't.
Well, here's the thing. Did they not say it was, there was an Assassin's Creed developer with this or something? Like, was I reading that wrong or no?
I don't think you were reading that wrong, but okay. That would explain some of the gameplay that we did see, which gave me also some Far Cry feels as well.
I guess so, but definitely, well, is it because it's in a jungle?
Jungle, and also, like, there's that weird hunter sense thing going on.
Oh, okay. Well, just, like, it's all games sort of have that.
Yeah.
Unless, like, because you got to know where the guys are.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it would be real life, and that's not fun. Like, why why are we playing video games then?
Why not?
Another one that just came out that I would like to play or check out one day is, I think I talked to you about it. It's called Heaven's Vault. And it's like you're an archaeologist and you basically go through like this, I guess, this ancient place, and you can discover the language, and you basically have to translate different pieces of the language.
A linguistics game, guys? That's cool.
I don't know how linguistics-y, but it's just sort of like, you know, like there's symbols. There does look like a lot to it, like in terms of gameplay, as well as sort of like puzzle solving, which I like puzzles.
You do
except for Professor Layton puzzles, because they are hard puzzles and involve math. And then I'm like, well, goodbye. I can't do you. I can only do the ones where my brain does stuff, but not this.
We're not mathers.
I cheated so much in Professor Layton, guys, because I was so bad at it. And I was like, take all my hint coin money. And then they're like, these hints can't help you anymore. And I'm like, okay. Didn't hate Professor Layton. I was just bad at it.
Professor Layton is a challenging game. I don't blame you for needing to look online or onto your information sources.
Yeah. Well, they did give you like a hint thing, and like you would find hint coins, right? Mm-hmm. I've only played the first one. Watch the movie. I like the movie. Anyway. I'm excited for, Heaven's Vault. It looks pretty neat. It looks like a mix of, I don't know, like almost a little bit of 2D and 3D animation. Like there looks like some, I don't want to say platforming, but walking around and looking at stuff, exploration aspect.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm liking all of these because I feel there's another game. I forget what it was called, but there was another one that was coming up that sort of was similar in theme, where it was like you fight colonialization. No.
I know which one you're talking about, but now I can't even think of it either.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's fine.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
We will figure it out.
I'm just liking this trend. I think it's neat because I think Falcon Age sort of also has that sort of
anti-colonialism.
Yeah, aspect to it, or just sort of like taking back the land. Yeah, I think I like it. I'm down. I'm down with this.
So, one of my favorite audiobooks. This is a complete... It's
what?
Not complete.
Oh, wait. Was it called Towers? Was the other one we were watching?
Maybe, but that's not my one of my favorite audiobooks.
Okay. Your favorite audiobook.
Turn into a movie is now turned into a game.
Oh, dear. Okay. What is this?
World War Z is coming out, guys.
Oh, right. I did hear about that.
So, I'm going to keep an eye on this one because I do want a good zombie hunting game.
Yeah.
And I don't think this will be it yet.
No, well, I'm so, just like, play Left 4 Dead. It's still fun. It's still good.
Still holds up.
It's honestly still really fun. Like, I will say, it's better if you play with people, because that's just, it's one of those, I feel it could be very much a party game if you knew what you were doing. But yeah, it's still fun. I don't know. I'm trying to think of another zombie game that I really enjoyed. Like, I like Mia Resident Evil, but I feel that's sort of its own thing at this time.
Yeah, that's really not the...
It's its own zombie.
It's own zombos. So that's coming out, and I'm going to keep my eye on that because I was really disappointed with the Walking Dead game.
Which one?
The one that is going to be out that has not had good reviews at all. Oh, the one.
I thought it already came out and already had. Was it Walking Dead Outbreak or Outreach or something with an O?
Yeah, it's not living up to that Walking Dead standard, guys.
Well.
Yeah. So, hopefully for this weekend, for Easter, I intend on picking up Baba Is You.
Yeah, which is what game? We don't really know much about it, I guess, because I don't know. Obviously, we want to play it, and I sort of want to. I don't want to spoil myself. I know there's this weird little white rabbit looking guy.
So we're gonna pick that up for this long weekend coming up.
Oh, I also know it's a puzzle game. Sorry. Yeah, that's about all I know now.
So that's something that we'll have a full review for you. May not finish it because that's not our track history and that's not the kind of show we have.
I will eventually finish it.
You'll eventually finish it.
I finished Piku Niku too. Megan's a liar.
Well, you're doing very good. That's three of them that you finished.
Three, because Megan throws me a bone. It gives me Spyro, even though Spyro came out last year. Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm not completely evil.
No, yeah. I'll fill up my completed games jar. And then I get to buy a new game with those. No, that's not how I'd work. Unless I hate them.
I wish you could do that. Every time you finish a game, you get to have a free game that you can play.
It's like a scratch-off. Yeah. Give that to me. Come on, PlayStation 4. You could easily track that. They'd lose money, though. Like, it's too brilliant of an idea for the consumer. But... Well. You know what? You'd have to have PlayStation Plus. How about that, right? So you still are buying.
PlayStation Plus is in the corner right now after what they gave me the last couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not talking to PlayStation Plus.
What did we get? Yeah, for April?
We got Conan.
Oh, Conan the Barbarian.
Conan the Barbarian, is not exactly up my alley of things that I want to play.
This one, it's Conan Exiles, and I think it's a multi-MMO kind of style game. It was kind of famously known because it, like, has really extreme sliders in a lot of ways, but also for not being good.
We also have The Witness, which we should check out.
Oh, okay. So I will let you play that because it is an infuriating puzzle game, and I don't know how it works. I've watched people play it several times, and I'm like, I don't know how they figured out these puzzles. So I will watch you.
Get angry at it and rage quit.
Well, I think it'll be just like quiet frustration. It'll just be like the ball goes this way. Oh, wrong pattern. Oh, wrong pattern. Oh, wrong pattern.
Anyway, you'll bear witness to me playing The Witness.
Oh, God.
All right, everybody.
I just realized. Okay.
All right, everybody. That's everything we have for you this week. And... yeah, we'll come back to you next week with some reviews on some more puzzle games.
Oh, it's called Walking Dead Overkill.
Yeah, we're not playing it. Anyway, goodbye, everybody. Have a good week and keep slacking.
Bye.